我们学习旧约圣经的目的，就是要从当中来得到教训。
Purpose of studying the Old Testament is to learn from the content.
我们继续来学习旧约里头的献祭。
So let's continue to learn about the offerings from the Old Testament.
今天我们来学习献赎罪祭。
Today we're going to learn about the sin offering.
我们请看利未记第四章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 4.
利未记第四章第一节。
Leviticus chapter 4, verse 1.
第一节、第二节，主对摩西说：“你晓谕以色列人，若有人在主所吩咐不可行的什么事上，误换了一件。”
Verse 1 and 2. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, If a person sins unintentionally against any of the commandments of the Lord in anything which ought not to be done, and does any of them."
第三节，或是受膏的祭司犯罪，使百姓陷在罪里。就当为他所犯的罪，把没有残疾的公牛犊献给主为赎罪祭。
Three, if the anointed priest sins, bringing guilt on the people, then let him offer to the Lord for his sin which he has sinned, a young bull without blemish as a sin offering.
这里告诉我们这个神所吩咐不可行的，那去做了，这个就犯了罪，就要献赎罪祭。
Here it says that when someone does something that the Lord tells them not to do, that is a sin, and they must offer a sin offering.
好，十三节。
13。
十三节，以色列全会众若行了主所吩咐不可行的什么事，误犯了罪，是隐而未现，会众看不出来的。
Now, if the whole congregation of Israel sins unintentionally, and the thing is hidden from the eyes of the assembly, and they have done something against any of the commandments of the Lord, and anything which should not be done, and are guilty.
十四节，会众一知道所犯的罪，就要献一只公牛犊为赎罪祭，牵到会幕前。
14. When the sin which they have committed becomes known, then the assembly shall offer a young bull for the sin and bring it to the tabernacle of meeting.
这也是在讲到在什么情况之下要献赎罪祭。
Here it says another way or another time when we would have to offer a sin offering.
再看22节。
22.
官长若行了主他神所吩咐不可行的什么事，误犯了罪。
When a ruler has sinned has done something intentionally against any of the commandments which the Lord his God Of the Lord has gotten anything which should not be done and is guilty.
23, 所犯的罪自己知道了，就要牵一只没有残疾的公山羊为供物。
Or if his sin which he has committed comes to his knowledge, he shall bring as his offering a kid of the goats, a male without blemish.
这里讲到这些做官长的他们也会做神吩咐不可做的事。
Here it says that even rulers might do something against the commandments of the Lord.
所以他们如果发现自己有犯错了，也是一样，要献这个赎罪祭。
And if they realize that they have done something wrong, they must too offer a sin offering.
27节。
27.
民中若有人行了主所吩咐不可行的什么事，误犯了罪。
If any of the common people sins unintentionally by doing something against any of the commandments of the Lord and anything which ought not to be done and is guilty.
28节，所犯的罪自己知道了，就要为所犯的罪牵一只没有残疾的母山羊为供物。
28. Or if a sin which he has committed comes to his knowledge, then he shall bring as his offering a kid of the goats, a female without blemish, for his sin which he has committed.
所以基本上来看，在什么时候要献这个赎罪祭？
So basically, when do we have to offer a sin offering?
神所吩咐的这些有关道德或者诫命如果去犯了，就要献赎罪祭。
Here it says that as long as someone has done something against the commandments, then they must offer a sin offering.
那在这里也有提到一个字眼，就是误犯了，不是故意的。
Here it says another word, which is unintentionally.
那知道了，就要知道说，这是不对的，所以要献赎罪祭。
And when, even if it's unintentional, as soon as they know about it, they must offer a sin offering.
那到底谁需要献这个赎罪祭呢？
So who needs to offer the sin offering?
我们从刚才所念的经节，我们知道，包括所有的人。
From the verses we just read, we know that it encompasses all people.
祭司也是会有犯错的时候。
Priests will do wrong things.
这些官长也会有犯错的时候。
The rulers will also sin.
那众人，每一个个人也都会有犯错的时候。
And each individual person may sin.
那为什么神要他们献这个赎罪祭？
Now, why does God want them to offer this sin offering?
我们请看四章二十节。
Let's look at chapter 4, verse 20.
二十节，收拾这牛以那赎罪祭的牛一样，祭司要为他们赎罪，他们必蒙赦免。
And he shall do with the bull as he did with the bull as a sin offering, thus she shall do with it. So the priest shall make atonement for them, and it shall be forgiven them.
这里一个很重要的字眼，他们必蒙赦免。
Here there's a very important phrase. It shall be forgiven them.
26节也同样出现这样的，最后一句话也是说他必蒙赦免。
Verse 26 says the same thing, and it shall be forgiven him.
31节也是一样的，他为他赎罪，他必蒙赦免。
Verse 31 says the same thing, and it shall be forgiven him.
35节最后也是这样子，祭司要为他赎了，他必蒙赦免。
35 says the same thing, so the priest shall make atonement for his sin that he has committed, and it shall be forgiven him.
所以献赎罪祭的目的，就是要蒙神的赦免。
Thus the purpose of having the sin offering is to receive the forgiveness of the Lord.
那现在我们就来看，那这个赎罪祭它所带给我们的意义跟教训是什么？
Now let us see the meaning behind the sin offering and its teachings.
第一个，让我们知道犯错不是哪些人的的专利品，就是哪些人才会犯罪。
And from this we can see that not that sinning is something that everyone will do. It's not particular to a specific kind of person.
事实上几乎每一个人都没有这个绝对不犯错，绝对不犯罪的这个免疫力。
Basically, no one has the ability to never sin.
就是说在人的生活里头，我们一定会有过犯，一定会有错误。
Which is to say that in our lives, we will do something wrong.
那我们再来想，那为什么人有时候会误犯，不是故意要去犯，但是就做错的事。
Now, why is it that sometimes we may unintentionally do wrong?
我想从来没有一个人是我故意要去做错事情。
I believe there is no one who has ever intentionally wanted to do wrong.
那虽然不是我们故意要去做的，那我们也来想一下，为什么人会去犯错？
So even though we don't do this intentionally, why do we do wrong things?
那这样子，我们既然不希望犯错，那我们知道原因，我们就可以去预防。
And if we don't want to sin, and we find out the reason why we sin, then we can avoid it.
第一个，环境造成的。
Number one, it might be caused by the environment.
有时候是因为人而我们去犯错。
Sometimes it's the people around us who cause us to sin.
请看撒母耳记下十三章。
Let's look at 2 Samuel chapter 13.
撒母耳记下十三章第三节。
2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 3.
第三节，暗嫩有一个朋友名叫耶拿达，是大卫长兄示尼亚的儿子。耶拿达为人极其狡猾。
But Ammon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother. Now Jonadab was a very crafty man.
这里讲到这个暗嫩有一个朋友他是非常的狡猾。
Here it talks about a man who was Amnon's friend who was very crafty.
那后来这个耶拿达给暗嫩出了一个主意。
And Jonadab gave Amnon a suggestion.
结果这个暗嫩呢，就犯了一个很大的错误，犯了罪。
Amnon sinned very greatly.
所以有时候人会让我们去犯错。
So sometimes it is the people around us who cause us to do wrong.
所以我们父母亲有时候过滤一下我们孩子的结交的朋友。这个是有它的必要性。
Thus, it is important for parents to watch out for the friends that their children make.
那我们要让我们的孩子知道，这个朋友会对他造成很大的影响。
And we have to let our children know that their friends have a great effect on them.
很多时候朋友会让他去犯错。
A lot of times, their friends will cause them to do wrong.
那有时候是事情让我们去犯错。
Sometimes it is the matters or events around us that cause us sin.
我们请看《民数记》二十章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 20. Numbers chapter 20.
民数记二十章第十节。
Numbers chapter 20, verse 10.
摩西、亚伦他们在处理百姓的一个问题。
Moses and Aaron were trying to solve a problem of the people.
这是一件事情。
And it was a event.
第十节，摩西、亚伦就召集会众到磐石前。摩西说：“你们这些悖逆的人，听我说，我为你们使水从这磐石流出来吗？”
And Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock, and he said to them, "Hear now, you rebels, must we bring water for you out of this rock?"
这件事情就是百姓他们又遇到了 没有水。
Here the multitude had faced another problem, which they had no water.
那他们向摩西争闹的非常的厉害。
And so they complained against Moses very greatly.
十一节，摩西举手用杖击打磐石两下，就有许多水流出来，会众和他们的牲畜都喝了。
Then Moses lifted his hand and struck the rock twice with his rod, and water came out abundantly, and the congregation and their animals drank.
现在水从磐石出来了，已经解决了这一个问题。
The water came out of the rock, and the problem was solved.
十二节。
Verse 12.
主对摩西、亚伦说：“因为你们不信我，不在以色列眼前尊我为圣，所以你们必不得领这会众进我所赐给他们的地去。”
Then Moses, the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not believe me to hallow me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them."
但是啊，摩西呢，在这一件事情上面，他却得罪了神。
In this matter, Moses had sinned against God.
神要摩西吩咐磐石出水，那摩西是用击打的。
The Lord told Moses to speak to the rock to bring out water, yet Moses struck the rock.
那因为这整个事情当中摩西他也被百姓激动了，发怒了。
And because of this matter, Moses was stirred up and angered.
为了这个事情，他动了他的情绪。
And because of this matter, his emotions took over.
人在很情绪化的时候，尤其在愤怒的时候。最容易做错事情。
When humans are emotional, and especially when they are angry, they will often do wrong things.
那有时候是物质会让我们去犯错。
Sometimes it's the materials around us that causes sin.
比如说亚干，他看到那些这个衣服这个财物他就犯了错。
For example, Achan saw the beautiful cloak and the other materials that he stole.Or took away.
那第二个原因，我们为什么会去犯错，就是有时候我们失去了警醒。
Second reason why we might sin is because we lose our sense of alertness.
那有时候甚至是因为我们无知而去误犯。
And sometimes we might not even know or have the understanding and do things without knowing.
所以我们需要来学习。这个神的教训。
Thus we must learn the teachings of the Lord.
我们才不会因为无知而去犯错。
And then we will not sin unknowingly.
还有当我们软弱的时候，我们也容易犯错。
When we are weak, it is easier for us to sin.
有时候甚至只是身体上、精神上的软弱，也会去犯错。
Even if we're just physically weak, we might sin because of it.
那如果是灵性的软弱。那更容易去犯错。
And if we're spiritually weak, it is even easier for us to sin.
所以以上这些都是我们为什么会犯错，甚至误犯的一些原因。
So all these are reasons why we might sin and sin unintentionally.
那我们面对着我们一定会犯错，那我们应该如何
？Now facing this fact that we will sin, what should we do?
我们是绝对的，我们不想要去犯错。
We absolutely do not want to do wrong.
所以我们要想想看，我们如何减少自己去犯错。
So we must think to ourselves, how do we lessen the opportunity to sin?
那我们常常说预防胜过于治疗。那个可以 prevent 你去。
Prevention. We often say that prevention is more important than dealing with consequences.
我们请看箴言的第四章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 4.
箴言四章十四节。
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 14.
十四节，不可行恶人的路，不要走坏人的道。
Do not enter the path of the wicked and do not walk in the way of evil.
十五节要躲避，不可经过，要转身而去。
Avoid it, do not travel on it, turn away from it and pass on.
如果我们知道这样 不是妥当的，那我们宁可赶快的不要去做，那甚至赶快转身而去。
So if we know that this is a path that will lead to destruction, then we should not even walk on it, we should avoid it and turn back.
那求主帮助我们常常能够有一个很清醒的心。
We must ask God to often give us a very clear conscience.
在遇到试探的时候，我们就知道说这个是试探。
So that when we face temptations, we know that this is a temptation.
那我们就不要进入试探里头。
And so that we will not enter into temptation.
所以祷告文里头说，不让不要叫我们遇见试探。
And this is why the Lord's Prayer says, "Lead us not into temptation."
这个英文跟中文有点这个。英文是说不要进入试探。
English says, "Lead us not into temptation."
那遇见试探，这个似乎是一定会有的。
And the Chinese says to face temptation, but we will always face temptation.
所以比较实际一点的是，不要进入，求主帮助我们不要进入试探。
So it's more practical for us to ask God to lead us not into temptation.
但是我们也必须要很清醒的知道说。我试探摆在眼前。
But we must be very clear to understand that the temptation is right before us.
那我们自己如何帮助我们不进入试探
？So how do we help ourselves not to enter into these temptations?
就是我们有一个清醒的心，能够去认识那个后果将会怎样。
We must have a clear heart to understand what the consequences will be.
我们请看民数记十二章。
Let's look at Numbers chapter 12.
民数记十二章第一节。
Numbers chapter 12, verse 1.
第一节，摩西娶了古实女子为妻，米利暗和亚伦因他所娶的古实女子就毁谤他。
Then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman.
这里提到亚伦跟米利暗他们毁谤这个摩西。
Here it says how Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses.
第十节。
10.
银彩从会幕上挪开了，不料米利暗长了大麻风，有血那样白。亚伦一看米利暗长了大麻风。
And when the cloud departed from the above tabernacle, suddenly Miriam became leprous, as white as snow. Then Aaron turned toward Miriam, and there she was, a leper.
那这个是后果。
This was the consequence.
所以如果米利暗他事先知道后果的话，那或许他在讲话上他就会留意。
If Miriam had known the consequences, maybe she would have been more careful with her speech.
很多的时候，我们是可以判断出来那个结果可能会怎样。
Oftentimes, we can discern what the consequences will be.
如果我们知道后果是不好的，那我们就应该不要进入这个试探。
And if we know that the result is going to be undesirable, we shouldn't even try to enter into the temptation.
那我们也常常借着圣经的道理。我们来做省察。
Also, often we can use the Bible to reflect upon ourselves.
请看雅各书第一章。
Let's look at James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章二十三节。
James chapter 1, verse 23.
二十三节，因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目。
For if anyone is like a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror.
24节，看见走后却忘了他的相貌如何。
24, for after he observes himself, goes away and immediately forgets what kind of man he was.
这里说这个听道理好像是人在照镜子一样。
Here it says that listening to the word of God is like looking at a mirror.
这个当我们照镜子的时候，尤其现在的镜子，我们通常会对自己就看得。自己的外表就看得很清楚。
Usually when we look at a mirror, we can see our outer appearance very clearly.
那学习道理的目的之一就是要看清楚自己。
And one of the main purposes of learning the word of God is to see ourselves clearly.
那既然我们知道人常常会有，一定会有过患。
And since we know that we will often do wrong.
那甚至有时候我们都没有察觉说我们正在犯错。
And sometimes we might not even know that we are doing wrong.
那但是如果我们借着道理来省察自己，我们常常就会发现，其实我是不对的。
But if we reflect upon ourselves using the word of God, we will understand that we are wrong.
那再进一步的，我们应该要做的就是承认我们的错误。
And one step further, we should actually even admit our wrongdoing.
今天我们不再 献这个所谓的赎罪祭。
Today we no longer offer this sin offering.
啊，但是今天我们还是一样需要蒙神的赦免。
But today we still need to have the forgiveness of the Lord.
那今天我们如何蒙神的赦免
？So here today, how do we receive this forgiveness?
啊，请看约翰一书第一章。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第四章。
First John chapter 4.
第一章。
First John chapter 1.
第一章第八节
Verse 8.
第八节我们若说自己无罪便是自欺真理不在我们心里了
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
这是一个事实我们必须承认是的在生活当中我们难免会有错误会有过犯
And this is a fact, we in our lives we will always face wrongdoing, we will sin.
第九节我们若认自己的罪神是信实的是公义的必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
那今天我们 不用献赎罪祭，我们今天所要做的呢，就是第九节所说的。
Now today we no longer need to offer the sin offering, but what we need to do is what it says in verse 9.
我们要承认自己的罪，自己的过患。
We need to confess our sin, we need to confess our wrongdoing.
那这样子我们要得到跟献赎罪祭同样的结果，就是我们必要这个神必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And if we do this, we will have the same result as if we are offering the sin offering. God will cleanse us from our sins and forgive us.
那蒙神的赦免之后我们也要更进一步的立志，我们除掉这个错误我们求神帮助，不要再犯这样的错误。
And after God has forgiven us of our sins, we must make the determination to get rid of these sins and to not commit them again.
我们要更进一步的去做对的事情。
We need to take that extra step to do the right thing.
我们请看彼得前书第四章。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章第一节。
4 verse 1.
第一节，基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。
Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin.
我们不是只是得到赦免而已，我们更进一步的，我们要跟罪来断绝。
Not only do we receive this forgiveness of sins, we must take the extra step and cease from sin.
所以通常神赦免了我们，但是他也会让我们去承受自己所带来的一些后果。
Oftentimes God will forgive us, but He will also allow us to experience the consequences of our sins.
就像神对大卫说：“我赦免了你，但是刀剑不离开你的家。”
Just like the Lord said to David, "I forgive you, but the sword will never leave your family."
神是慈爱的，神也是公义的。
God is loving, God is just.
因为神的爱，所以他希望他 要让我们跟罪来断绝。
Because of the love of God, he wants us to cut ourselves off from sin.
所以他通常也会让我们自己去承受那个患过患所带来的后果。
And this is why he will allow us to experience the consequences and fruit of our sins.
就像在这里所说的肉身受苦。
Just as it says here, the suffering of the flesh.
那这样子目的是要让我们真的能够跟罪来断绝。
And its purpose is to help us to cease from sin.
那这样子我们也才能够越来越好，越来越完全。
And only in this way can we become better and become perfected.
所以我们求主耶稣他怜悯我们。
Thus we ask God to have mercy on us.
在我们的过患当中他赦免我们，再次的洁净我们。
That in our sin he will have forgiveness on us and cleanse us.
那我们也立志从错误当中来转回。
And let us make the determination to turn away from our wrongdoing.
让我们不再受罪的捆绑。
So that we will no longer be bound by our sin.
让我们不再继续的生活在所谓的错误里头。
So that we will no longer live in our wrongdoing.
让我们才能够真的活出主耶稣的生命来。
And only in this way can we truly live the life of Christ.
在我们的生活当中，越少错误， 我们的生活才会越充满着神的爱。
Only if we have fewer wrongdoings and sins will our life be more filled with the love of God.
我们会犯错，我们的家人，我们甚包括我们的儿女，他们也会犯错。
We will sin, and our family and our children will sin.
所以我们要常常像约伯那样子，他为儿女来做献祭。
So we must be like Job, who often made sacrifices for his children.
我们请看约伯记第一章。
Let's look at Job chapter 1.
约伯记第一章第五节。
Job chapter 1 verse 5.
第五节，筵宴的日子过了，约伯打发人叫他们自洁。他清早起来，按着他们众人的数目献燔祭。因为他说恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。约伯常常这样行。
So it was when the days of feasting had run their course that Job would sin and sanctify him, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did regularly.
在这里约伯做了两件事情是值得我们大家来学习，来效法也这样做的。
Here Job did two things that are worth us to follow.
第一个，他会提醒他的孩子们要自洁。
First, Job would remind his sons to sanctify themselves.
就是提醒他们，你们要反省自己。
Which is to remind them you must reflect upon yourself.
所以我们要找机会利用机会跟我们的孩子谈不要得罪神。不要犯错的这样的话题。
So we often must have this discussion with our children about not sinning against God.
人真的需要被提醒。
Because human beings really need to be reminded.
虽然在宗教教育里头，也会常常的来教导他们。
Even though they might be reminded during their RE classes.
但是我们做父母亲的，做长辈的，如果也能够常常来叮咛他们，提醒他们，那这样更好。
But those of us who are elders and parents, if we can consistently remind our children, then it will be even better.
我们的孩子他们常常还不懂得所谓的用道理来反省自己。
Our children often still don't understand how to reflect upon themselves with the word of God.
那人犯错真的会成为习惯。
And if we sin against God, it might become a habit.
如果我们不去留意的话，慢慢的他会认为说，这也没什么。
And if we are not careful, we might believe that this is nothing.
其实很多事情不是我们人怎么看，是神怎么看。
And a lot of things, for a lot of things, it doesn't matter how we view it, but how God views it.
所以我们要找机会来提醒他们。
Thus, we must find the opportunities to remind our children.
那约伯所做的第二件事情就是为这些孩子来献祭。
Second thing Job did was to make sacrifices for his children.
那对我们来讲，我们就是为我们的孩子来做祷告。
And for us, we must pray for our children.
我们反省自己，我们也反省一下我们的孩子。
Let's reflect upon ourselves and reflect on our children.
这里约伯说，恐怕我的儿子他犯了罪。
Here it says, It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts.
真的，我们的孩子，我们没有看到的时候，我们都觉得，都好像没事。
A lot of when for our kids, a lot of times we see them and it looks like there's nothing wrong.
如果有时候我们有机会，能够好好的仔细跟他们谈一谈，真的有时候我们会为他们捏了一把冷汗。
But if we truly find the opportunity to talk to them for a long period of time, then we might be very nervous for them.
要知道呢，还是不知道好呢？这个很难讲。
Is it better to know or not? It's hard to say.
但是要紧的就是，常常将我们孩子的行为能够放在我们的祷告里头。
Most important thing is that we often must keep the actions of our children in our prayers.
当然，我们关心孩子的很多层面。
So we care about different aspects of our children's lives.
但是他的行为其实也是一个。很重要的一个层面。
But their actions are a very important aspect.
让他们的言语行为不会有过患，不会得罪神。
So they will not sin against God in their actions and their speech.
好，那我们 就一起来做祷告。
And now we're going to pray together.
啊，可以的话，啊，我们这次的祷告啊，就好像在献赎罪祭一样。
If possible, let us make this prayer as a sin offering.
啊，我们反省一下我们自己。
Let's reflect upon ourselves.
啊，我们为我们整个家庭啊，也来做个反省。
Let's reflect upon our whole family.
啊，如果我们需要在神的面前啊来认罪悔改的啊，我们就在祷告当中。来向神认罪啊！来向神承认。
If there's anything we must confess to God, then let us confess them to Him in this prayer.
我相信我们的结果也会跟当时他们献赎罪祭一样。
And I believe that our results will be the same as the result of those who offered the sin offering in the past.
在利未记第四章里头一直出现必蒙赦免，所以我们也必定蒙赦免。
In Leviticus chapter 4 continually said, "It shall be forgiven them, and for us, it shall be forgiven us."
他们献的赎罪祭，他们必蒙赦免。
They offer the sin offering, and it shall be forgiven them.
我们献上这样的祷告，我们也必蒙赦免。
We offer up our prayer, and it shall be forgiven us.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，可以到前面来。
If you'd like to receive the laying hands, you can come to the front to pray.
我们一起祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.